Chances are, if you've ever seen Wonder Woman, you already know a little about the warrior women the ancient Greeks called Amazons. Comic book writer William Moulton Marston based the character on these fierce female adversaries that appeared in many of the Greeks' text and artwork. And for centuries, scholars assumed Amazons were just myths. But a new gravesite discovered in Russia last month confirms what some historians suspected all along. Amazon women are very much real. For more, let's bring in Adrienne Mayer. She is a historian of ancient science at Stanford University, and she's written a book on this called The Amazons, Lives and Legends of Warrior Women Across the Ancient World. Adrienne Mayer, welcome.
Thank you.
So let's talk first about what these archaeologists found in Russia recently, north of the Black Sea. What did they find inside of these graves?
They have been working in that area for almost the past 10 years, maybe longer. They have found previous burials of female warriors buried with their weapons and horses. But this is the first time that they have found four warrior women buried together with their weapons. And their age range is quite significant, ranging from the age of 45 to 50 down to about 12 or 13. These four women were companions in warfare, probably died in a skirmish, and were buried together.
Fascinating. These women are thought to have actually been Scythian nomads who lived some 2,500 years ago. What else can you tell us about their culture?
They belong to tribes of nomads of the steppes. They roamed the vast territory of the region known in antiquity as Scythia. That was a land stretching from the Black Sea all the way east to Mongolia. The Chinese built the Great Wall of China to keep them out. So these were fierce, warlike tribes. They were the first people to domesticate and then ride horses, and they perfected the invention of the recurve bow. So their lives centered on horses and archery. And they taught boys and girls how to ride and shoot from childhood so that everyone in the tribe could hunt and defend the tribe.
Let's talk a little bit more about that. The first reference to the Amazons come from Homer, the legendary author of the Iliad and the Odyssey. But tell us more about how the Greeks wrote and thought about them.
Well, Homer did first describe them in his epic poem about the Trojan War, the Iliad, as you said. That was written in about 750 to 650 B.C., and Homer called the Amazons the equals of men. One ancient historian from Greece said that these tribes in Scythia were so savage that even the women went to war. So there were several ancient historians such as Herodotus in the 5th century B.C. and then later Strabo and Plato in the 4th century. They never doubted that Amazons really existed, and they related them to the real women of the nomadic tribes. But the myths, we don't know the origin of the myths. They were first written down by Homer. They were the mythic arch enemies of the Greeks, the greatest heroes of myth. Heracles or Hercules, Theseus, Achilles, they all had to prove their valor and skills in duels with Amazon queens. And remember, you can only win honor if you fight and defeat a really powerful and strong adversary. So Amazons fit that role. Theseus of Athens, he captured the Amazon Antiope, brought her back to Greece to be his bride. And then according to myth, a huge Amazon army vowed revenge and they invaded Athens to rescue her. That monumental battle against the Amazons was Athens' proudest victory. They portrayed images of that hard-won victory everywhere in their city, in the Acropolis and on the shield of Athena. Amazons played a role in the legendary Trojan War. As we know, Penthesilea was the queen of the Amazons. She brought a band of female warriors to fight on the side of the Trojans, and she dueled with the Greek champion Achilles. He won, but in the myth, he regretted killing such a brave and beautiful enemy, and there are vase paintings from the 5th century B.C. that show him killing her and then making eye contact and supposedly falling in love with the dying Amazon.
You know, Adrienne, as you speak and you relay all of this, I'm like going off into another world just imagining all of this. I mean, it's so descriptive, and it's why I guess this whole idea has become such a part of our culture. But I want to ask you, if Homer wrote about these women, Plato wrote about these women, so many others, Why did it take modern scholars so long to believe the Amazons had actually been living, breathing women?
Well, I think that modern historians and scholars tended to assume that Amazons were just a purely Greek invention. They like to credit the Greek imagination, the storytelling imagination. They thought of them as symbols of sort of monstrous women because their lifestyle was the opposite of proper Greek female roles. Some historians thought that Amazons were sort of, especially in art, stand-ins for the Persians, real enemies of the Greeks who also lived in far eastern lands and used archery and dressed much like Scythians. One ancient historian, one classicist, claimed Amazons were invented just to be killed by Greek male warriors. So the only good Amazon was a dead one. Other historians claimed that Amazons served as a kind of propaganda to oppress Greek women, to show Greek women and girls how uppity females would be doomed to die.
Wow.
So I think all those are sort of questionable now. Of course, we have compelling evidence that real women living the lifestyle of Amazons in myth really existed.
You know, you talked about some of those other myths. There's also this one myth that keeps coming up over and over, that the Amazons were so dedicated to their warcraft that they would cut off one of their breasts to shoot their bows better. Is this true?
That is a libel. It's a fake fact that has stuck like super glue for more than 2,500 years. If people think they know anything about Amazons, it's that supposed fact. That story first surfaced in about 490 BC. A patriotic Greek historian attempted to force a Greek meaning on the word Amazon. Amazon is not a Greek word originally, and it was borrowed from some other ancient culture. We don't know which. But because it sounded a little bit like the word for breast, mazon, and if you put an A in front of it, it means without, so they thought he suggested it meant without breast, and that demanded a story. So people said, well, maybe they cut off one breast so they could draw a bow, shoot arrows, and that's a physiologically silly idea. And in fact, it was rejected by other Greek writers in antiquity, and even more significantly, not one ancient artist ever bought that idea. All Amazons in Greek and Roman art are double-breasted. And anyone who practices archery knows that breasts are not a hindrance.
Exactly. Well, there really is no doubt that the Amazon women have had a hold on our psyches. I was a huge Wonder Woman fan as a little girl. I actually remember that being one of the first ventures into imaginary play. There's even a new Wonder Woman movie coming out this summer. Why do you think we continue to be so fascinated by this idea, which is a reality?
Well, the ancient Greeks, they were fascinated because it was so different from their own mothers and wives and daughters. And the idea that women could be equals of men was sort of disturbing to them, but also attractive. They had very ambivalent feelings about it. I think many people do today still have ambivalent, mixed feelings about that. I kind of think for the ancient Greeks, the stories of those audacious Amazons that fought their biggest heroes, that sort of gave them a kind of safe place, an exciting way to imagine equality between the sexes in a sort of myth. And I think today, well, the struggles to find balance and harmony between men and women, that's just universal. You can see it in Greece and Persia and Egypt and China and India in their stories of warrior women. And now, the fact that we can read the myths and now know the realities about an egalitarian culture, that not only gives us a sort of romantic, thrilling stories about men and women who could be equals, but now we know that there was a kernel of truth underlying those stories. I think there's sort of always been Amazons in myth. Sometimes they're hidden, sometimes they're out in the full view, but now the historical reality is coming to light, and it's thanks to archaeological discoveries like the one reported this month.
Adrian Mayer from Stanford University, an historian of ancient science, speaking to us about a new grave discovered in Russia that proves that Amazon women were actually real women warriors. The Greeks knew about them, and now we are beginning to know about them too. Adrian, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.